we've received some priceless advice of how to make our meditations effective. And those of you listening who are used to engaging in these meditations, we need to think in particular, am I following this advice and making my meditations effective? So Venerable Geshe-la, he said, if we do not find the object, our meditation has no function. If we do not find the object of meditation, our meditation has no function. Most of the objects of the following meditations are determinations. So we generate these determinations. And Geshe-la says, we generate these determinations, so they are own, they are our own determinations. So we're going to generate our own determination. So if we don't generate it, it isn't there. And there's nothing for us to single-pointedly concentrate on in meditation. So how do we generate these determinations? We generate them through sincerely contemplating the meaning of the explanation of the purpose of the meditation. So this instruction is priceless. We must be contemplating the teaching that is headed the purpose of the meditation. It will cause, if we contemplate the purpose, it will cause the meditation object to arise, to appear, to be created, to be generated in our own mind. If these determinations come from the depths of our heart, we have found the object of our meditation. So if the determination is a little bit superficial, intellectual, it's not a heartfelt wish, we have not found the object of meditation. So I think this instruction, and the reason I'm spending a few minutes of the class reminding everybody, finding the object means, Geshe-la says, that we're finding not only the determination, but that that determination is coming from here, from the depths of our heart. We really wish whatever the determination we're generating in our Lam Rim meditation is. It's a genuine wish. We mean it. It is our wish coming from our heart. Then we have found the object of meditation. So please remember this when we, as we go through with this particular meditation. And Geshe-la says, then our meditation will be greatly effective. And interestingly, the example Geshe-la uses is renunciation. So he says, in the meditation on renunciation, we first need to generate the determination, I must permanently liberate myself. I must permanently liberate myself from the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. This is the wish we want to generate. I must permanently liberate myself from the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. This determination must come from the depths of our heart. It is our own wish. it is our own wish, then we find the object of meditation. And Geshe-la says, because this determination comes from our heart, after the meditation, out of meditation, we will maintain this determination continually, day and night. So if it's coming from our heart, it won't disappear the minute the meditation stops and we go about our busy daily life. It will stay. Again, I think there's so much for us to discover. If our wishes are remaining when our meditation, our formal meditation, has stopped, this is a sign that we've been meditating correctly, effectively. We have found the meditation object. And we will put it into practice. So, for example, this wish, I must permanently liberate myself from the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. If we really mean that, and we're meditating on it in the meditation session, when we rise from meditation, it will remain, that's one thing, and we will follow that wish, which means we will put into practice what we need to do to fulfill the aim of that wish. That wish will push us to practice during the meditation break. For example, as many of you know, the way to fulfill this wish of renunciation is training in the three higher trainings: moral discipline, meditation, and wisdom. That will happen naturally because our wish is pushing us. So this is a very beneficial, helpful advice. And there are signs. There are signs telling us, is our meditation effective? Are we finding the object? That Geshe-la is telling us how to tell. Through this, so if we do all of this correctly, through this, we will attain permanent liberation from the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. How wonderful. That's what we've always wanted.